Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Game 3 of 6 between the visiting Stockton Ports and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on ESPN 790 AM. We're also on StreamGuys.com, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and you can also follow us on Bally Live and MILB TV. We're so grateful to bring you the call here on ESPN 790 AM, StreamGuys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'll bring you the play-by-play for tonight's action between two California Northern Division players and teams. It's the Stockton Ports, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, and your Fresno Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Well, as we said, Game 3 of this six-game series, and the teams have split through the first two games of this series. Stockton took Game 1 by a score of 5-4, five runs in two innings worth for Stockton in that first game. Fresno tried coming back, left the bases loaded in the ninth inning, and Stockton won the opener on Tuesday. But last night, it was all Grizzlies. From start to finish, 14 runs on 16 hits and 11 walks, the Grizzlies held on to beat the Ports by a score of 14-2. That's right, 14-2, the Grizzlies knocked off the Ports. So that brings us to tonight's action, and boy, we have a great pitching matchup for you. It's the right-hander Jake Garland getting the ball tonight for Stockton. He wasn't initially the listed starter until earlier this morning. Jason Sanchez will be moved to tomorrow. So Garland, tomorrow's projected starter, now starts tonight for Stockton. He is 0-0 with a 3.86 ERA, and he is one of their talented young players from Miami, Florida. For the Grizzlies, they go with the left-hander from Louisville, Michael Prosecki, giving us an ACC battle. So that should be a lot of fun to watch as well. Michael Prosecki making his 2023 Fresno Grizzlies debut. So that should be a lot of fun. Well, prior to tonight's broadcast, I got to sit down with two individuals of the Fresno Grizzlies staff. It was right-handed pitcher Gabriel Barbosa and right-handed pitcher Carlos Torres as a translator. And I got to sit down with Barbosa and Torres and get to talk about Barbosa's career getting over here. He is from Brazil. We'll talk a little bit about his upbringing in Brazil. He also got to pitch a part of the World Qualifiers. And the cool thing about Barbosa is he is known for the best control in the Rockies system. That's right. He is known for the best control in the Rockies system. We sat down with Gabriel Barbosa and Carlos Torres, our translator. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies on ESPN 790 AM, StreamGuys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, Bally Live, and MILB TV. We'll be back.
Should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Interview with Carlos Torres and Gabriel Barbosa in 3, 2, 1. I bring in two pitchers here for the Fresno Grizzlies, right-hander Carlos Torres and right-hander Gabriel Barbosa. Torres, you're going to help me translate, so thank you very much for being here. Barbosa, thank you for being here as well. So, first question I have for you, Barbosa, is you're from Brazil, so tell me a little bit about your upbringing in Bastos, Brazil.
Fue practicar con un primo mío más nuevo y empecé a jugar pelota y me encantó.
He's saying growing up in Brazil, it's obvious that it's a big soccer country, so that's kind of what he grew up in, and he was lucky enough to have one cousin that took him to baseball practice once, and ever since he kind of fell in love with the game and he's been practicing ever since.
So we have heard a lot of amazing things come from you when it comes to you as a player, but I don't know if you knew this, that you're the second player from Brazil to play for the Fresno Grizzlies in our 25-year history. How does that make you feel?
Está preguntando de cómo se siente ser la el segundo jugador de Brasil en los Grizzlies aquí.
Me siento bien y eso es raro porque un jugador brasileño juega pelota, eso no está.
He's saying he's really happy and proud of himself to be here, and he thinks it's kind of funny because it's really unusual for a Brazilian player to be playing professional baseball, so he's really happy to be here.
Do you know of any Brazilian players that have played here? Miles Gouveia was the player who played here years ago, but do you know of any other players from Brazil who have played in the United States?
Si tú sabes de cualquier otro jugador brasileño de béisbol que haya jugado en la Grande Liga en Estados Unidos.
Sí, Luis Gojara, Ian Gomes tiene una parte de padre o de madre que también, Bobby Che, que tiene el papá, yo creo, y hay otros también, Thiago Vieira ahora.
He's saying mainly the guys like Ian Gomes and Bobby Che, they have one of their parents is Brazilian, so those are pretty much the most well-known ones that he can come up with.
So you probably watched soccer growing up then, but when you watched baseball, did you have anyone you idolized or anyone that you watched in terms of how to help you as a pitcher?
Que si obviamente te creciste jugando soccer, pero hay algún pitcher o jugador de béisbol que a ti te gusta mucho, o sea, tu favorito.
Sí, Major League, Verlander y Max Scherzer.
He's saying Verlander and Max Scherzer are his favorite pitchers, so those are the ones that he likes to kind of look at and evaluate.
Two really guys to look at in general, and now you're following a really good path. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience coming over to the United States and trying to get accustomed to the United States?
¿Quieres saber cómo te fue tu experiencia cuando te mudaste a los Estados Unidos y cómo acostumbrándote a los Estados Unidos?
Bueno, pues yo llegué aquí en un país... Es otro mundo con mucha diferencia, toda comida, la base y todo eso. Pero me sentí bien, confortable, y hay recursos para trabajar.
He's saying he definitely noticed how it's a lot different, like food and different culture stuff, but he felt really good and comfortable, so he had a really good transition into the United States in professional baseball.
You've really had a great career so far. In your career, 122.2 innings pitched, only 18 walks. So really good control. You were named Baseball America's best control in the Rocky system. How do you feel about that honor?
¿Cómo tú te sientes de tener el honor de solamente haber dar 18 bases por bola en 122 entradas y que Baseball America te haya nombrado el pitcher con el mejor control en todos los Rockies?
Me siento orgulloso de mí mismo y yo tengo la dificultad de tirar duro, pero tengo que buscar la manera para llegar a Grandes Ligas de otra forma, si eso no me viene.
He's saying he's really proud of himself and he feels good all the hard work that he's put in throughout the years, and he knows that he might not be the hardest thrower, so he likes to take into consideration control and other ways that he can get into the big leagues.
Absolutely. And you had a chance to pitch here a little bit of last year, really fun to watch in general. What can fans expect out of you in 2023?
Él dice que tu año pasado tu eras super divertido verte jugar y que los fanáticos pueden esperar de ti este año.
Que mejor que año pasado, 2022, y relajar con los bateadores.
He's saying he's gonna be better than last year, and he's gonna look all the batters look foolish.
That's the goal. Do you have any teams that you are looking forward to facing? I know you faced like Elsinore last year and San Jose. Are you expected to face those guys again? And what do you think are gonna happen?
¿Qué equipo tú estás el más feliz o el más que estás más emocionado de enfrentar este año? Él dice que te enfrentaste a San José el año pasado, y si ellos es lo más que tú quieres enfrentar.
El principal San Diego, que ganó los playoffs el año pasado.
He's saying he's looking forward to face San Diego since they won the championship last year, so he's coming back for them.
Well, I want to talk a little bit too, because we always want to beat other teams as well. Lake Elsinore, we want to bring a championship here to Fresno. But something that happened to you this offseason that was really cool, so you had to play in the qualifiers for Brazil for the World Baseball Classic. How was that experience for you?
He said que tú pudiste jugar con Brasil en el World Baseball Classic, que cómo eso te hace sentir poder presentar tu bandera.
Me hace sentir bien, por ejemplo, darle oportunidad a otro muchacho también de Brasil que juegan pelota, que por ejemplo que llegar la pelota en Brasil, ¿entiendes? Como se expandir.
He's saying he feels really good and happy that he was able to represent his country, and he feels like it's really important events like that to bring more baseball into Brazil, since it's not very common, and he's excited for it.
And then you also had a great pitching coach for Brazil in LaTroy Hawkins, a former Rockies pitcher as well. How was that experience working with him, and did he teach you anything?
Él dice que tú enfrentaste a LaTroy, que LaTroy Hawkins era tu pitching coach. ¿Y cómo se sintió eso en el equipo de Brasil?
Eso fue bueno para todos y principalmente para mí, que hablé con él, me ayudó con su experiencia, me pasó confianza.
He's saying it was very beneficial to every single player there, and especially for him, it helped him gain more confidence and kind of build a better mindset when it comes to pitching.
Do you have anything else to add?
Pues tú quieres añadir otra cosa más?
Awesome. Well, thank you guys. We can't wait to have you guys this season, and we'll talk to you guys more. If not, good luck this season.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Gabriel Barbosa, and thank you to Carlos Torres as a translator for tonight's pregame interview. We'll be right back with the starting lineups and keys to the game right after this. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies on ESPN 790 AM. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com. Bally Live and MILB TV.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Hello and welcome to Chukchansey Park here in downtown Fresno, California. Here is tonight's starting lineups for your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Leading off and playing left field, number 3, Nelson Beltran. Batting second, the right fielder, number 8, Colby Thomas. Batting third, the center fielder, number 12, Brian Buelvas. Batting fourth, the catcher, number 18, Luis Marinez. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, number 9, Clark Elliott. Batting sixth, the second baseman, number 7, Brennan Malone. Batting seventh, the third baseman, number 6, TJ Schofield Sam. Batting eighth, the first baseman, number 2, Kevin Richards. And batting ninth, the shortstop, number 1, Jose Escorche. And on the bump tonight for Stockton is the right-hander, number 30, Jake Garland. That is brought to you by the manager, Gregorio Petit. And now it's the starting lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies under first-year manager Steve Solis. Leading off and playing third base, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting second, the catcher, number 3, Bryant Bencourt. Batting third, the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting fourth, the right fielder, number 29, Robbie Martin. Batting fifth, the shortstop, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting sixth, the first baseman, number 25, Cole Stillwell. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, number 5, Skylar Messenger. Batting eighth, the left fielder, number 10, Jake Snyder. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number two, Luis Mendez. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 21, Michael Prosecki. And here are tonight's keys to the game. Tonight, the Grizzlies have to score first. Fresno, 3-0 when scoring first in the 2023 season. Key number two, stop the Stockton Ports from scoring in the fifth inning. Of the 20 runs the Grizzlies have allowed this season, 9 of those runs have come in the fifth inning. And key number three, trust the bullpen. Over 24.1 innings this season, the Grizzlies' bullpen have allowed just 4 runs for a 1.48 ERA. Let's go, Grizzlies.
Special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
$47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in. As you just heard previously, we just did a simulcast here at the ballpark for our lineups and keys to the game for tonight's action. Game three of this six-game series between the Stockton Ports and your Fresno Grizzlies. The Grizzlies tied for first place in the California League Northern Division standings. With a record of 3-2, Stockton, they are currently sitting in last place with a record of 1-4. The teams have split the first two games of this six-game series. So game three tonight, two very good pitchers on the bump, two former ACC pitchers, a Miami, Florida grad in Jake Garland for Stockton, and the University of Louisville product, Michael Prosecki, for Fresno. A great night for baseball, and we're so excited to bring you the action right here on ESPN 790 AM. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live as well. So make sure you check out that Bally Live app. It is all the fun things here for MILB.com. We're so grateful again to bring you the call here on ESPN 790 AM, and we can't wait for tonight's action. Coach is talking to the umpires. Tonight's umpires are Tim Barreras and Jared Dwersen. Tim Barreras will call the balls and strikes, while Dwersen will be in the field. Fans are still climbing into the ballpark here at Chukchansey Park for Thursday night baseball, the first Tioga Thursday of the 2023 season. So we can't wait to bring the call for you tonight. Again, let's go through the lineups real quick, as you heard a little bit earlier in the broadcast, but let's go through it once again. For the Ports under manager Gregorio Petit, it will be Nelson Beltran, Colby Thomas, and Brian Buelvas at the top of the lineup. Beltran in left field, Colby Thomas in right field, Brian Buelvas is in center field. Luis Marinez is the catcher, followed by the DH Clark Elliott. Second baseman Brendan Malone will hit sixth, followed by the third baseman TJ Schofield Sam. First baseman Kevin Richards hits eighth, and the shortstop is Jose Escoche. He will hit ninth. And the starting pitcher for Stockton is Jake Garland. Now for the Grizzlies, under manager Steve Solis, it will be Andy Perez, the third baseman, followed by catcher Bryant Betancourt and center fielder Jesus Bugarin for the top of the lineup. Middle of the lineup looks like this. Right fielder Robbie Martin, shortstop Ryan Ritter, and the first baseman is Cole Stillwell. And then designated hitter Skyler Messenger, left fielder Jake Snyder, and the second baseman Luis Mendez to round out the Grizzlies lineup. And on the bump is the left-hander in Michael Prosecki. Game 6 of this 2023 season. This is home game number 3, night game number 5, Thursday, April 13th, 6:50 p.m. first pitch. So we are about to get going here at Chukchansey Park. But before we go anywhere, we want to give you a shout-out real quick. It's Chukchansey's $600,000 Cruising Camaro Giveaway. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finale on April 28th, where one winner will drive away in a brand-new Chevy Camaro. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here on April 13th. With that being said, the Grizzlies are taking the field. They're wearing their black uniforms tonight. We'll talk a little bit more about their uniforms that they're wearing tonight as well, as we get set for first pitch here at Chukchansey Park. We'll head it down to the field for the national anthem right here, right now. We'll be back.
So proudly
Wow, talk about an amazing national anthem to get us started for Thursday Night Baseball here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. For Game 3 of 6 between California and Northern Division foes, it's the Stockton Ports and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on ESPN 790 AM. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live/MILB TV. Make sure you follow one of those to stay tuned for all your Grizzlies baseball needs. Michael Prosecki on the bump for the Fresno Grizzlies tonight. This is Prosecki's 2023 Grizzlies debut. As the left-hander finishes his warm-up pitches, the Grizzlies tonight, they're wearing their black Chuck Chansey uniforms, beautiful jerseys. They're also wearing their black caps as well. They're wearing the white pants to go along with those jerseys. While the Stockton Ports back in their grays tonight, they're wearing their blue caps with the red bill. As Prosecki finishes up his warm-up pitches, he'll take on this beginning of the lineup, Nelson Beltran, Colby Thomas, and Brian Buelvas. And as we said, though, keys to the game, very, very important that the Grizzlies can stop this top of the lineup. We've talked about it a lot. 64 degrees is the weather, 9 miles per hour out to right field. So a beautiful night for baseball, clear conditions as well. Not really any cloud in the sky. We call it Fresno clear down here. Nelson Beltran steps up to the plate. Here's the pitch. And it's a fastball in there for a called strike. And we are underway here at Chuck Chansey Park. 92 miles per hour on that pitch from Prosecki. He winds and deals, and that fastball goes high. And the count of 1-1, and we are underway. First pitch tonight, I believe, is 6:51 p.m. As the 1-1 is a curveball that dances across the play, and the count at 1-2. Here comes the next pitch, and it swung on and missed, a fastball right past the bat of Beltran for the first out. One batter, one strikeout, one out for Michael Prosecki, and he'll bring up the right fielder in Colby Thomas. Colby Thomas coming in, hitting .381, one home run, five RBIs for the right fielder. A very good start to his young career. Colby Thomas was a third-round pick by the Athletics back in 2022 as he swings and misses on a fastball, 0-1. Nice challenge fastball there from the lefty Prosecki. We'll talk more about the left-hander here in a bit as the 0-1 darts in there on the inner half of the play, and the count quickly 0-2. And Prosecki already ready to go as Thomas steps out. Prosecki on the bump ready. Time clock is in effect. As he winds and deals, here's the pitch. It's an off-speed pitch, and it's fouled off. The count at 0-2 looked like a curveball from Prosecki, and it remains 0-2. Prosecki does have three pitches, a fastball, a curveball, and a splitter. And we've seen majority fastball so far from the left-hander. He'll wind and deal. Here's the pitch, and it's into the dirt. The count at 1-2. That looked like a fastball from the right-hander, 93 on that pitch. And the count still at 1-2. Here comes the pitch, and an off-speed pitch looked like a splitter right there, and the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bryant Bencourt does the catching for Fresno. Cole Stillwell at first base, Luis Mendez at second, Ryan Ritter at short, and Andy Perez over at third. Here's the pitch, and another pitch low in the zone in the dirt. The count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. And Colby Thomas has worked the count back. In left field is Jake Snyder. As the 3-2 is swung on and missed, a fastball high in the zone, and that is the second straight punch out for Prosecki, and it'll bring up the center fielder and Brian Buelvas. Jesus Bergarin, he's in center field for Fresno tonight, and over in right field is Robbie Martin. As the first pitch is low, and the count of 1 ball and no strikes. Just underway here at Chuck Chansey Park, 0-0 our score, as Prosecki twirls a fastball in there, and the count of 1-1. Great night for baseball, as that pitch is inside around the knee area. And the count now 2-1. Again, another great fastball from Prosecki. 92-93 so far, as that pitch is fouled to the backstop. And the count now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Prosecki right back at with that 93-mile-per-hour heater. Prosecki looking to strike out the side. Here's the pitch. And he does just that in an off-speed pitch. The curveball high in the zone. And he is out. 1-2-3. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good night for Michael Prosecki. We head to the bottom of the first. Grizzlies coming up to bat. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies on ESPN 790 AM. Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
Featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office.
Yeah! Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the first, no score between Stockton and Fresno. Grizzlies coming to the plate. Andy Perez, Bryant Bencourt, and Jesus Bugarin will take on the right-hander in Jake Garland. Garland, 6'5", 236 pounds from Jupiter, Florida, was a 17th round draft pick in 2022 by the Athletics. Out of Miami, Florida. As we said, an ACC matchup tonight. And again, we can't wait to bring you the call here. We're on ESPN 790 AM. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live. Here's Andy Perez. Winds and deals as Garland, and that pitch is low in the count at 1-0. Nice compact delivery, very similar to Alek Manoah of the Toronto Blue Jays from the righty Garland. The 1-0 is chopped, and it's going to land just foul, about halfway between first and home, and the count of 1-1. So again, however you're listening tonight, and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in. My name is Stephen Rice. I'll bring you the play-by-play. Grizzlies and Ports in Game 3 of 6. Thursday night baseball, a gorgeous night. Crowd still filing into the ballpark. And we can't wait to see you this season at Chuck Chansey Park. Here comes the 1-1 to Perez. And Perez, chopper up the middle. It's going to be the shortstop, Escorche, over to first base to Richards for the first out. Perez retired as he'll bring up the catcher in Bryant Bencourt. So Perez was hitting 364 prior to that ground out. He'll bring up the catcher, Bryant Bencourt. Got the night off last night, now doing the catching tonight. A catcher slash first baseman in Bencourt, hitting 316 with no homers. Here's the pitch. And that is a check swing, but it's ruled a strike, and the count at 0-1. Going back to Perez, though, who just grounded out, 3-for-4 last night with 3 RBI and 3 runs. As Bencourt's 1-0 pitch he sees is in the dirt and off the catcher, Morenez's gear, and the count now at 1-1. 1-1. Here's the pitch. And it's a fastball that darts outside, and the count at 2-1. Good location from Garland, who is appearing for the second time this season for Stockton. 3.86 ERA. He'll whine and deal, and that pitch is in there for a call strike. It was an off-speed pitch, and the count now 2-2 to Bencourt. Bencourt hits from the left side. As that pitch is fouled off at the plate, and the count will remain 2 balls and 2 strikes. Just underway here at Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the first, no score. Quick mound visit by the catcher in Morenez and the pitcher Garland. Good night on. Good crowd for tonight. Tioga Thursday, the first Tioga Thursday of the year, as here comes a 2-2, and that is swung on and missed. A devastating curveball gets Bencourt to chase it low in the zone for the second out of the inning. So Bencourt retired with two outs now. I'll bring up the center fielder, Jesus Bouguereau. Bouguereau had the night off last night, but he's had a great start to his 2023 campaign. Yes, here's the first pitch, and it is an off-speed pitch in there for a called strike, and the count at 0-1. And so far from Garland, heavy dose of off-speed pitches. That time a fastball, and is fouled off, and the count at 0-2. Bouguereau hitting .333, no home runs, two RBI. A .794 OPS. And he is quickly in the hole, 0-2. Here's the pitch. And it's a high chopper, and it goes foul towards the third base box in Steve Solis. And the Grizzlies manager makes the play and will give it to a lucky fan. Cesar Galvez, the bench coach. He is the first base coach tonight for Fresno. Here comes the 0-2. And it's a curveball that misses on the inner half of the play, and the count at 1-2. Good location there from Garland. And the count now 1-2. Here comes the pitch. And it's outside for a ball, and the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 90 on that fastball from Garland. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled at the plate by Bouguereau. It was a curveball, and I don't know how Bouguereau hit that pitch. It was in the other batter's box. And it looked like a slider, and Bouguereau just continues to battle. Great job by the center fielder for Fresno. Here comes the 2-2. And it swung on and missed. That ball in the dirt. And Bouguereau could not control that one. And that ends the inning. Two Ks for Garland in a 1-2-3 inning. We'll head to the top of the second. No score. You're listening to the Grizzlies on ESPN 790 AM. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live. We'll be back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the second. No score between Stockton and Fresno. We want to thank our friends over at ESPN back in the studio for all the help getting us on the air. We're so grateful for the partnership. Game 3 here on ESPN, and we'll be back on ESPN in a couple weeks on the next homestand. So make sure you guys stay tuned. We will give you all the information when we're back on ESPN. But we thank you guys so far for our partnership this season. Michael Persecchi will take on 4-5-6 in the Ports lineup. It'll be the catcher Luis Morenez to lead things off. Here's the first pitch from the lefty Persecchi, and it's in there for a called strike on the inner half of the plate, and the count at 0-1. Just underway here at Chuck Chancy Park is Persecchi working quick. Another pitch inside in the count of 1-1. Here in beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Here's the 1-1. And that's a check swing. Did he go around? No, says the field umpire. And the count now 2-1. Jared Dwersen making that call. The home plate umpire is Tim Barreras. Here comes the 2-1. And that pitch is high, and the count now at 3 balls and a strike. And Persecchi looking to get back into control here. Here comes the pitch. And it's a high chopper, and it's going to go foul. And the count now at 3-2. Michael Persecki bats left, throws left, wears number 21 on the back of his black jersey. 6'3", 200 pounds for the 22-year-old from Hinsdale, Illinois. Here's the 2-2. And that pitch is called strike three on the inner half of the plate. And just like that, 4 Ks in a row for Michael Persecki. With one out, we'll bring up the DH and Clark Elliott. And Persecki has struck out the first 4 batters of tonight's contest. And just like that, Persecki has tied the Grizzlies for most strikeouts by a starting pitcher. As the first pitch is outside to Clark Elliott in the count of 1-0. First lefty that Persecki has seen tonight, and it's a very dangerous Clark Elliott. As Elliott fouls that pitch to the backstop in the count now at 2-1. Here's the pitch, and it's a high fly ball, and it's going to drift into the crowd. And the count now at 1 ball and 2 strikes. And a little kid gets the baseball. Very nice little gesture right there. So the count's actually 1-2, and here's the pitch, and it is outside. Bencourt tried framing that pitch. Persecki thought he had another strikeout. Instead, it's 2-2. Good curveball from Persecki. Nice little action from him. Here's the pitch. And a fastball way outside. The count now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Persecki, born on February 28, 2001. As you said, he's 22. Drafted in the 6th round. That's a high fly ball. This is going to be the center fielder, Bouguereau, calling everybody off. And he will make the catch for the 2nd out of the inning. So the 6th round draft pick in 2022 for Persecki. 2 quick out. He's retired 5 straight to start tonight's game. And he'll bring up the 2nd baseman in Brennan Malone. As we had time called and no violation, as we'll just start at 0-0, and that pitch is called a strike, and the count at 0-1. Top of the 2nd, no score between Stockton and Fresno. Here's the pitch. And right on it, Malone to the backstop, and the count at 0-2. You can see that Bally Live sign. Make sure you get the app. You can find it in the Google store. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off once again. The count 0-2, and right now, Malone just self-preservation. He's hitting .214 on the early season. As here's the 0-2. And a fastball high, and Persecki trying to get Malone to chase it. He doesn't, and the count now 1-2. Here comes the 1-2. And it is an off-speed pitch high, and the count now 2-2. Back-to-back pitches high here for Persecki. Maybe changing the eyes. And that pitch did change the eyes as it's inside and low, and it was very close to hitting Malone's back foot. And now the 2nd 3-2 count that Persecki has been a part of tonight. Here comes the pitch. And it's a chopper, and it's fouled at the plate. And we'll do it again at 3 balls, 2 strikes. New baseball for Persecki, and he's already ready to go. Here it is. And it's a fly ball to center field. Bouguereau, same spot as before. He'll reach up, make the catch, and a 1-2-3 inning again for Persecki. He's retired 6 in a row as we head to the bottom of the 2nd. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on ESPN 790 AM. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live. We'll be right back.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on ESPN 790 AM, stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live. 0-0 score here in the bottom of the second. Robbie Martin taking on Jake Garland. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. As the first pitch is outside, the count of 1-0. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service. As that pitch is low, and the count now 2-0. All at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the bottom of the second, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Missed a couple pitches. The count now 2-2 to Robbie Martin. He swings and misses on that fourth pitch down in the zone. Martin, the four-hitter tonight for Fresno, batting 500 with a 1.214 OPS. As that pitch is called, strike three on the outer half of the plate. Martin down on strikes. Third straight strikeout now for Garland. He's retired four straight. And here comes the shortstop in Ryan Ritter. Ritter had his first hit last night with the Grizzlies. And we'll see what the shortstop does here for Fresno. If you've never been to Chuck Chansey Park, boy, you're missing out. Beautiful stadium with tons of improvements over the past couple of seasons. But the biggest one that fans have not seen is a new playing field here at Chuck Chansey Park. Brand new grass for the 25th season of Fresno Grizzlies baseball. Grizzlies groundskeeper David Hacienta winning groundskeeper of the year in the California League last season. That pitch is outside of Ritter in the count at 2-1. So the Grizzlies reward him with brand new grass, and boy, it is beautiful. It really changes the immaculate views out here. As the 2-1 is swung on and missed, the count now 2-2. Besides that, there's new paint around the ballpark. A nice little new, I would say, layer of paint is the best way to describe it. But boy, adding some new green and white to the ballpark really needed. The 2-2 is a high chopper. That's going to go off the third baseman's glove in Schofield, Sam. Reaching first is Ritter. I believe that's going to be an error on Schofield Sam. We're going to check the official ruling. As here comes Cole Stillwell with one out here in the bottom of the second. But Chuck Chansey Park continues to have better and better things every year. So if you have not come down to a game yet, you have a lot of chances to do so still this season. But let me tell you, beautiful ballpark here in downtown Fresno. It is a fielding error by Schofield Sam. As the first pitch to Stillwell is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Here's the pitch to Stillwell, and he swings and misses on a curveball in the dirt, and the count at 1-1. Or 0-2, excuse me. But Chuck Chansey Park, 324 out to left field. In left center, 385. 400 to dead center. And then all the way over to right field, 335. As here's the pitch to Stillwell, and it is outside, and the count at 1-2. But that 335 out in right field is close to a 4-foot wall or so. Big difference from the rest of the wall here at Chuck Chansey Park. Signage all around the outfield wall. As that pitch is low, and the count at 2-2. We'll talk a little bit more about this beautiful ballpark, but one of the best ballparks, if not the best, in minor league baseball. Yes, I'm a little biased, but at the same time, too, this ballpark, gorgeous. And the crowd cares, and we're very fortunate here in downtown Fresno. As that pitch is called strike three, and just like that, Cole Stillwell down on strikes. Fourth strikeout now for Garland. Second out of the inning. And I'll bring up the designated hitter in Skyler Messenger. Messenger's third game, second start. Doesn't have a batting average just yet. Runner at first here in the bottom of the second. No score. Here's the pitch. And Messenger takes a fastball inside in the count at 1-0. But again, beautiful ballpark here in downtown Fresno, Chukchansey Park. Here comes the 1-0. And it is a fastball that glistens on the inner part of the plate in the count of 1-1. I guess on the speed, it was more of a curveball. But again, count is 1-1. So one ball, one strike, one or two outs. Runner at first. And here's the pitch. And it is outside. And it's called a strike in the count of 1-2. And Messenger now is going to have to protect here. We have 8 strikeouts so far between the two starting pitchers. And we're only in the second. Here comes the 1-2. And Messenger, line drive is going to be a one bouncer to the shortstop, Escorche, over to second base to Malone. And that will end the inning. No score after two. We head to the top of the third. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies on ESPN 790 AM. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live. We'll be back.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
$47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansey Park. Game 3 of 6 between the Stockton Ports and your Fresno Grizzlies. Michael Prosecki gets a call-me-over fastball to TJ Schofield, Sam. On the count of no balls and one strike. And the next pitch is Sam swings and misses, and Schofield Sam quickly behind 0-2. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the valley. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous buffalo chicken fries. There are 6 locations around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. Shack it up your way at Chicken Shack. And let me tell you, Chicken Shack, delicious, tonight's press box food. So we're very thankful for Chicken Shack to be a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. As Prosecki winds and deals, and Schofield Sam fouls it off, the count 2-2. From the lefty and Prosecki to the lefty and TJ Schofield Sam. Here comes the next pitch, and it is in the dirt. Nice stop there from Bencourt. And the count now runs full to Schofield Sam. Here's the pitch. And it's a fly ball to left field. Racing over. Still racing over. Near the wall. It's going to go foul. Jake Snyder had a beat on it, but it goes towards the Fresno Social out in left field. If you've never been to Chukchansey Park, we talked about last half inning. The Fresno Social is the place to get some of your best cocktails, beers, and of course you can heckle the Stockton bullpen as well. If you're not a fan of heckling, well, join. The 3-2 is swung on and missed, and down goes Schofield Sam. He was not happy that whole at bat. Fifth strikeout for Prosecki, and will bring up the first baseman in Kevin Richards. As this pitch is inside to Richards, the count of 1-0. Last night, the Grizzlies dominated the Ports 14-2 for their first win at Chukchansey Park in 2023. As that pitch is swung on and missed, the count of 1-1. Fresno recorded 16 hits, with six of them landing for extra bases, including their first triple this season. It's a high shot towards the third baseman. It's going to get past Perez. And heading to second now after Snyder bobbles it is Kevin Richards. And I believe it's going to be a single and an error. We'll see what the official call is. Either way, that is the first base runner for Stockton. Seven straight had been retired from Prosecki. And to bring up the shortstop, Jose Escorche. So, there is an error on the board. And I believe it is going to be a single and an error. I believe so. That is what I would call. It is single E7. So, runner at second with one now. And the first pitch is inside to Escorche. And the count at 1-0. Eight of the Grizzlies' nine starters reached base via hit last night, and they added 11 walks as well to the crooked line. Here's the pitch. It's outside, and the count now at 2-0. The Grizzlies played at least one run in seven of their eight innings, with four waltzing home in the fourth. Six players notched one or more RBI, while five batters mustered multiple hits. Luis Mendez, the second baseman, raced home four times, as that pitch is inside. The count now 3-0 to Escorche. But Mendez raced home four times, ending his evening one run shy of a Grizzlies single-game record, set back on August 21st, 2017, by Jack Mayfield, who scored five times. Here comes the 3-0, and it is inside, ball four. Runners now at first and second with one out, and he'll bring up the left fielder in Nelson Beltran. First walk issued by Prosecki, but now gives a double play opportunity for Fresno. They turned two last night. Let's talk a little bit about the left-hander Michael Prosecki. As that pitch is inside, and the count at 1-0, and there'll be a time call by Bryant Bencourt. Prosecki is 6'3", 200 pounds, throws left, bats left. Last year played for the University of Louisville. And then when he was drafted by the Rockies in the sixth round at pick 176, he headed over to the ACO Rockies to start his career. 22 years old from Hinsdale, Illinois. This is his second professional season. Here comes the 1-0. And it's chopped foul in the count of 1-1. He appeared in one game out of the bullpen last year for the ACO Rockies. Tossed a 1-2-3 inning, striking out one. It was his junior season that he was drafted out of the University of Louisville, and he played there for three seasons. Appeared in 35 games, but only four starts. But he's a starter here for Fresno and the Colorado Rockies organization, as that pitch is swung on and missed, and the count of 1-2. He compiled a 3-2 record with a 4.36 ERA, over 64 innings of work. As Prosecki steps off as the second baseman, yelling at him, Mendez and Ritter both told him to get off, and Prosecki stepped off the mound. As that's a high pop-up, it's going to drift and drift foul. And the count at 1-2. In 2022, Prosecki made 26 appearances out of the bullpen, went 2-1 with 11 saves and a 3.38 ERA. His 11 saves were the second most in the ACC and tied for the seventh most in a single season for Louisville. Struck out 44 over 37 and a third innings. And there's a check on the runner. Mendez with the tag, but safely in there. is Richards, and the count remains 1-2. But in 2021, he suffered a shoulder injury or shoulder strain that sidelined him for 2 months. So coming from an injury and then dominating 2022, Prosecki now a starter. As that pitch is swung on and missed, down goes Beltran for the second time. 6 strikeouts now for Prosecki. 2 outs in the inning. He'll bring up the right fielder, Colby Thomas. Prior to his time at Louisville, though, Prosecki attended Nazareth Academy in LaGrange Park, Illinois. He was initially selected in the 35th round by the Phillies, the Philadelphia Phillies of the 2019 MLB Draft. Instead, he chose to go to Louisville over Nebraska, Duke, and Illinois among his offers. A pretty good choice for him. Here's the first pitch, and it's high and foul, and they count it 0-1. He lettered 3 years in baseball and 1 year in basketball, was ranked the number 92 nationally by Perfect Game, and the number 9 left-handed pitcher in that 2019 class, was the number 2 player in Illinois, according to Prep Baseball Report. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball up the middle. Base hit to center field. Stockton's going to take a 1-0 lead as the throw goes to third. And Colby Thomas continues to stay hot. His 6th RBI of the season. And Stockton leads 1-0 here in the third. So Richard scores on the play. He got to second after a throwing error, or a fielding error, by Jake Snyder in left. Escarche up to second. So first and second, 2 outs for Brian Buelvas. Second hit this inning. And we'll see if that run ends up being earned for Prosecki. But anyway, back to Prosecki. We could talk all about his college career and his high school career as well. But the big things you guys want to know, his favorite movies include Step Brothers, Star Wars Episode 3, and the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe. And later this year, the Grizzlies will be wearing Marvel-inspired jerseys for Defenders of the Diamond. So if Prosecki's still with the Grizzlies at that point, he'll get a chance to wear something that he loves to watch on TV. His favorite athlete is Max Scherzer. And his grandfather played college football at St. Joseph's University in Indiana. After he's done playing, he would love to be an agent or a member of the front office. Heck, if Prosecki wants to come join me in the booth anytime, he's more than welcome. The count is 2-1 to Brian Buelvas, first and second with 2 outs. 1-0 Stockton here in the top of the third. Here's the pitch. Line drive, base hit left field. That will get down. Heading home, the throw from Snyder is going to be cut off by the third baseman in Perez. It is now 2-0 Ports. Back-to-back 2-out RBI singles for Stockton. Up to second goes Thomas. Escarche scores. And Prosecki, who looked unhittable, all of a sudden has allowed a couple big singles. Second run this inning, third hit allowed by Prosecki. And again, we'll check on the runs versus earned runs after the inning. And here comes Flint Wallace, the pitching coordinator for the Rockies. He is filling in for Mark Brewer this series. Mark Brewer taking care of some personal matters. He'll hopefully be back with the Grizzlies soon. As the Grizzlies start heading some guys towards the bullpen. Prosecki at 64 pitches here in the third inning. Prosecki, again, as we said, he was a closer back in college. And his only appearance so far in pro ball was a relief appearance. So, into the starting role, something he has done, 4 starts in college. Of course, started back in high school as well. Count 1-0 to Luis Morenes, the catcher. The number 4 hitter for Stockton. But Prosecki now as a starter. And I did get a chance to talk to him. And he said, you know, he loves to start. That's a high fly ball. It's going to go to left center. Who is it going to be? It's going to be the center fielder, Bruguerin, calling everybody off, and he will make the catch to end the inning. But again, as I talked to Prosecki, he says he likes to start. He loves being able to figure out when he can throw every sixth day. We'll be back 2-0 Ports after 2.5 innings. You're listening to the Grizzlies on ESPN 790 AM, Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. 2-0 our score. Ports lead the Grizzlies. Here in the bottom of the third, Jake Snyder lead things off. On the left, he takes a ball outside from the right-hander and Jake Garland. Here comes the 1-0. It's a ground ball. That is snagged by the third baseman, Schofield Sam. Over to first. It is in time. Unreal play from Schofield Sam. He dove, and that ball ended up in his glove. Sam, Schofield Sam gets up quickly, makes the throw over in time for the first out. Wow. What a play right there for the first out. Here's Luis Mendez, the nine-hole hitter. And that pitch is low. No, it's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, we're so grateful to be the sponsors with them in minor league baseball. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, lots of options for you to stay at. Wherever you are around the country, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has the spot for you. Check out more information on their website, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. And we're grateful that they are partners here with Minor League Baseball. And we thank them here in the bottom of the third. Here's a pitch to Mendez. Ground ball off the glove of Garland. Garland picks it up, and he'll underhand toss it over to first for the second out. And quickly, the Grizzlies, two outs. As we ring up the third baseman in Andy Perez. So Perez now comes to the plate. He is 0-1. A ground out victim back in the first. As that pitch is in there for a called strike. And the count at 0-1 to Andy Perez. Taking on Jake Garland. Here's the pitch. And it's a line drive that is going foul towards the Stockton bullpen. And the count now at no balls and two strikes. The Grizzlies have a few players in their lineup who rank first on the California League leaderboard. As here's the pitch. And it's a high chopper. We'll talk more about that right after this. It's a 4-3 putout. Grizzlies go down in order. 1-2-3 as we head to the fourth. We'll talk more about the Grizzlies and where they are in the California League leaderboard, especially on offense. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies baseball on ESPN 790 AM. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park, top of the fourth. Grizzlies trail the Ports by a score of 2-0. We have a new pitcher for the Fresno Grizzlies. So the right-hander Braxton Hyde takes over from Michael Prosecki. As the first pitch from Hyde is inside and the count at 1-0. And Braxton Hyde, the new pitcher, wears number 20 on the back of his black jersey. Line drive past the dive of Andy Perez and a base hit for Clark Elliott, who continues to dominate here in 2023. Fourth hit for Stockton. And I'll bring up the second baseman in Brennan Malone. So Brennan Malone now. He comes in. He's 0-1. So let's look at the final line for Michael Prosecki before we talk about Braxton Hyde. Prosecki, 3 innings of work, 3 hits, 2 runs, both were earned, 1 walk. He struck out 6. As a called strike from Hyde, and it was an off-speed pitch for Braxton Hyde. Hyde, fastball, slider, changeup. A fastball that can get up there to 95. Here's the pitch. And there is that fastball at 95, inner half of the plate. And the count is at 1-1. Braxton Hyde is 6'3", 195 pounds, 21 years old from Liberal, Kansas. As that's a ground ball, this could be 2. Ritter, over to Mendez, over to first, a double play. 6-4-3 as Taylor made as it comes, and 2 outs now here for Hyde. So here comes TJ Schofield Sam now. Schofield Sam was a strikeout victim back in the third inning. So with 2 outs now, here's Schofield Sam. And the first pitch, he swings and misses, and the count at 0-1 against Braxton Hyde. Born on June 6, 2001, was a 14th round draft pick in 2022 as Schofield Sam. Fly ball center field. Racing back, Bugarin. He can't get there. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Schofield Sam is going to stop at second base. He was ready to go to 3 on that one. If not, it's a 2-out double as here comes Kevin Richards. Second hit this inning allowed by Hyde, and it'll bring up Richards. 5 hits now for Stockton. But back to Braxton Hyde. Braxton Hyde, a 14th round draft pick in 2022. And the first pitch is inside to Kevin Richards, and the count at 1-0. Braxton Hyde went to Butler Community College. The Grizzlies as well, as that's a fly ball. And that's going to be Bugarin, and he will camp underneath it to end the inning. Well, Braxton Hyde works around 2 hits with a double play and a fly out. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Grizzlies trail 2-0. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies on ESPN 790 AM. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live. We'll be right back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Here's the first pitch to Bryant Bettencourt. It's outside for a ball. The count of 1-0. Bottom of the fourth here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Grizzlies trail the Ports by a score of 2-0 as Bettencourt takes a ball low and the count at 2-0 to the catcher and really, really intriguing prospect, Bryant Bettencourt. Last year, playing the Dominican League, was an all-star at both end of season and halfway through the season. He takes on Jake Garland, who's back out for another inning of work. Garland currently has a no-hitter. Here's the pitch. And that is a called strike. And the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the 2-2. And that is low for a ball, and the count now runs full. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Bryant Bettencourt. The only guy that has reached for Fresno is on an error from Ryan Ritter back in the second. Ritter reached on the air. So here's the pitch, and Bettencourt, high pop-up. It's going to drift towards the third base coaching box, and it's Schofield Sam making the play for the first out. So 1 out, and we'll bring up the center fielder, Jesus Bouguerin. Bouguerin 0 for 1. He struck out back in the first. And as we said, the Grizzlies have a few players in their lineup who rank first on the California League leaderboard. As the pitch is swung on a miss and they counted 0-1. Cody Huff, who's not in the lineup tonight, first in the California League in hits with 10 and RBI 8. Now, Huff has not played in every game so far, and the majority of guys behind him have played in every single game this season. Here's the 0-1 as that's fouled to the backstop and the count at 0-2. Grizzlies outfielder Jake Snyder leads the league in on-base percentage with .650. And then his .500 batting average coming into tonight is tied with fellow Fresno teammate Robbie Martin. As Bouguerin looks at a ball, the count now 1-2. And finally, Andy Perez is first with 8 runs scored on the season. Perez, 3 runs last night. A great night for him as well. As that's a ground ball, it's going to be a tough play for Escorche. Escorche over to first in time to get the speedy Bouguerin for the second out of the inning. 6-3 on the put out. He'll bring up the right fielder in Robbie Martin. Now, we talked about how the Grizzlies players have done well, but the Grizzlies as a whole have hit very well this season. The Grizzlies rank second in minor league baseball with a .327 batting average. The Bowling Green Hot Rods, a .343 average. As Martin's first pitch is off his foot and the count at 0-1. But so the Grizzlies, a .327 batting average. Besides that, the Fresno bullpen, who we've now seen, have tossed four shutout frames last night. But now, tonight, coming into it, 24.1 innings this season. And they've allowed just four runs for a 1.48 ERA. Now, Braxton Hyde just continued to that stat as that pitch is fouled off. And they count it 0-2. So, 25.1 innings pitched for the Grizzlies this season out of the bullpen. And they've only allowed four runs. Unreal. Here comes the 0-2 to Robbie Martin. And it is outside, and the count at 1-2. Here's the pitch to Martin. And it's a ground ball to the second baseman. Couple bounces. And over to first, and that will end the inning. Jake Garland, four hitless innings so far as we head to the top of the fifth. Grizzlies trail 2-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball here on ESPN 790 AM. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Jancy Park, top of the fifth inning. Grizzlies trail 2-0 as we wait for the offense to get on board tonight. There being no hit right now by Stockton pitcher Jake Garland. Le Provence Apartment Homes in the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. As that is a first pitch bunt, and it's going to go foul. The count at 0-1 is Jose Escorche trying to get himself on. The count at 0-1. Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive. Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. As that pitch is outside on the count of 1-1. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. And we thank Le Provence Apartments for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. So quickly, we're going to need a new bat. That's a broken bat right there to Jose Escorche. The count is 1-2 to the shortstop tonight. Escorche was at second base the past two evenings. He's batting .214 on the young season. And here's the pitch. It's a line drive. This could be to the second baseman. One bouncer goes off of Mendez's glove, and Escorche is safe. It was a tough play, but Mendez probably should have made it. We'll see what the official ruling is. Either way, Escriche is on board, and he'll bring up Nelson Beltran with no outs here in the fifth inning. As now here comes a bunt attempt by Beltran, and it's fouled off at the plate off of Ben Court's catcher's gear. And count 0-1. It is ruled a hit, by the way, for S. Corche. So third hit allowed by Braxton Hyde. I'm going to make that marking into my book right now. So third hit allowed by Hyde. Six hits now for Stockton. As Hyde looks in. And here's the pitch. And that is a fly ball to right field. It is going to go foul. A long run over there for Robbie Martin. And Escriche, by the way, up to second on a pass ball. So runner at second. Nobody out here in the top of the fifth. 2-0 Stockton. Well, we have a wild weekend planned here at Chuck Chancey Park, and hopefully you can join us. As there goes Escorche, the throw to third. It is not in time. Escorche steals third. Beltran strikes out swinging, so it's a stolen base for Escorche. Beltran strikes out for the third time tonight, though. It's the first K for Hyde, seventh overall for Grizzlies pitching. So one out, runner at third for Colby Thomas, and the Grizzlies will play, their infield will play on the grass. On the infield grass, and here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball back to the pitcher, the play at the plate. Now we have a pickle. It's going to go 1-2-5, 1-2-5, back to 1, 1-2-5-1, and they're going to tag out Escorche. 1-2-5-1 on the putout. And the Grizzlies executed it almost as perfect as you can. The pickle, very exciting. Hyde, though, it was kind of bad base running right there from Escorche, who went initially on contact, but the wrong spot you want to be running on. So now two outs, and Thomas on that pickle gets up to second base. So it is a fielder's choice. And here's Brian Buelvas, and the first pitch is inside, and the count at 1-0. It is 1-2-5-1 official from the score. And here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. A fastball past the bat of Buelvas, and the count of 1-1. So two outs now in the inning. And that pitch is fouled and out of play. But as we said, a wild weekend here at Chuck Chancey Park. Tomorrow night, it is country night. My Job Depends on Ag, presented by Stimulus Produce Company, 6:50 p.m. first pitch. As here's the pitch, and it's fouled off at the plate, and we'll do it again at 1-2. We also have Friday night fireworks tomorrow night, presented by Westside Equipment Company. Country night, and My Job Depends on Ag, and Friday night fireworks tomorrow night at 6:50 p.m. On Saturday, April 15th at 6:50 p.m., Valley Tribute jersey giveaway for the first 1,500 fans. As that pitch is low, the count now at 2-2. That is presented by Healthy Fresno County. Beautiful jersey. Come get one because it's something you do not want to miss. Nice little throwback jerseys right there. Valley Tribute jersey giveaway. As here's the pitch, and it's fouled off by Buelvas, and the count at 2-2. And we also have a special appearance tomorrow, or on Saturday, by the Superstars. Can't wait to check out the Superstars as well. And finally, Sunday, April 15th at 1:05 p.m., Bark in the Park, as that is a check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. And down goes Buelvas to end the inning. Well, Stockton gets a runner on his start. We have some arguments now with the batter in Buelvas, and now here comes Petit to get his very good center fielder. So that will end the inning. But Bark in the Park, presented by Fresno Pet ER and Blue Pearl Pet Hospital, on Sunday, April 16th at 1:05 p.m., and a special appearance by Birdzerk, a wild weekend here at Chuck Chancey Park. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or come on down to the box office. We can't wait to see you this weekend at Chuck Chancey Park. 2-0, we head to the bottom of the fifth. The Grizzlies trail the Ports. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on ESPN 790 AM. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah, Tequila Fest, May 20th. Lil Jon, Rick Ross, and of course, we have T.I. as well. It's going to be a great night, May 20th. Vendors, tequila tastings, and more. Come check it out, Tequila Fest on May 20th here at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets are going fast. Come get them at FresnoGrizzlies.com. If you want more information as well, come find out more on our website, FresnoGrizzlies.com. Ryan Ritter to the plate here in the bottom of the fifth inning against Jake Garland. Garland working a no-hitter as the Ports lead 2-0 here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. Ritter reached on an error. He's the only batter to reach for Fresno as he takes a big hack here and comes up empty. And the count now at 1-2. Action in the Grizzlies' bullpen, and slowly but surely Stockton bringing some guys down to their pen as well. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Ritter is going to head down to first base to throw over in time for the out. That's the fifth strikeout for Garland. Goes 2-3 on that put out. And with one out, here comes the first baseman, Cole Stillwell. Against Jake Garland. So still well into the box, batting 286, one RBI. And the pitch to him is inside, the count at one ball and no strikes. Beautiful night for baseball here at Chuck Chancey Park, as that pitch is in there for a called strike, and the count now at 1-1. Here's the pitch, and it is in there. Another strike, and the count now at 1-2. So the Grizzlies and Ports, game three of this six-game series. They've already split the first two games of this series. As Stillwell, swing and a miss. A curveball down and away, and down goes Stillwell for the second time. Six strikeouts and two quick outs this inning now for Garland, as it brings up the designated hitter, Skyler Messenger. This is the first of five series between the clubs here in 2023 and the first of three sets in Fresno. The Grizzlies are 44-12 all time against the Ports. And in Stockton at Banner Island Ballpark, the Grizzlies are 22-2. Last season, Fresno's 26-4 record against Stockton, and those 26 wins broke the team record for most victories against an opponent in a single season, as Messenger falls behind quickly 0-2. Here's the pitch, and it's a check swing. He did not go around. I guess he did, and they're just going to tag him, and that ends the inning. Garland strikes out the side. He has a no-hitter through five. We head to the top of the sixth. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on ESPN 790 AM. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live. We'll be right back.
Should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Oh, man. Dig those wheels.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's the $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly.
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the sixth between Fresno and Stockton. And the Ports lead the Grizzlies 2-0. The Grizzlies being no hit currently by Jake Garland. As the first pitch is a called strike from Brady Hill, the third pitcher for Fresno, as he takes on Luis Morenes. Brady Hill wears number 9 on the back of his jersey as that pitch is outside. The count is 1-1. Hill is 1-0 on the year, a 0.00 ERA. Second appearance for him. And that pitch is in there, count at 1-2. Hill is 6 feet, 180 pounds, bats left, throws right. A two-way player initially at San Jose State. He was a transfer from Washington State before playing for the Spartans. Hill was drafted in the 15th round back in 2022, as that's a high pop-up. It's going to drift, 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 and foul. Hill, 22 years old, born on November 10th, 2000, from Spokane, Washington. So talk about an organization that really wants you within their system. Let me tell you why. Here's the pitch, and that is inside. Did it hit Morenes? No, it didn't. And the count now 2-2, or 3-2. Here's the pitch. And it is called strike three on the inner half of the plate, and Morenes down on strikes. That is Hill's first K of the evening. It'll bring up Clark Elliott. So, as we said, Hill went to San Jose State, and the first game he got to appear in with the Grizzlies this year was at Excite Ballpark, where he played his college ball. So talk about a nice little warm welcome to your professional career. And then once he gets up to high A, he will literally get a play at home with the Spokane Indians. Played at Washington State as well, so that will be a nice little homecoming for him. When your first two stops in pro ball are at places that you have a lot of familiarity to, it really makes your life a lot easier. Hill falls behind 2-0, as we do have action in the Stockton bullpen. And here's the pitch, and it is low, and the count now at 3-0. The next pitch is low, and that is a walk. Four-pitch walk to Clark Elliott, and I don't blame Hill. Elliott has been on fire all year, hitting .429 with a 1.044 OPS. Second walk by Grizzly pitching, and I'm bringing up the second baseman, Brandon Malone, who grounded into a double play back in the fourth inning. Hill looks in. As we said, he was a two-way player. Initially drafted by the Rockies back out of high school. Decided to go to college. primarily was a pitcher with San Jose State as their closer, led the Mountain West in saves in 2022. Hard-throwing right-hander. Here's the pitch. And it's inside for a ball, and the count now at 1-1. Top of the sixth, 2-0 Stockton leading Fresno. The Grizzlies won 14-2 last night, and their offense has gone quiet tonight. That pitch is outside, and the count at 2-1. Here comes the pitch from Hill, and it is fouled off. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. Fly ball to center field. Bouguerin over to his left, and he will make the play for the second out of the inning. And Malone is retired. As we'll bring up the third baseman, TJ Schofield-Sam. As we said, they have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They're your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. And here in the top of the sixth, we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. First pitch to Schofield-Sam is a ball in the count of 1-0. And the next pitch is indeed low as well in the count now 2-0 to Schofield-Sam. Schofield-Sam doubled back in the third inning, or fourth inning. He is a returner for Stockton for the third straight year, 2021, 2022, and now 2023 for the third baseman. Was a first baseman initially coming up with Stockton as he lifts one high and deep to left, and that ball will go into the Fresno Social. I guess that ball wanted to join the Tioga Thursday tonight. First Tioga Thursday of the year. Good crowd on hand for that, as that's a foul ball towards the first base coach's box. And the play is made over there by the first base coach for Stockton. As you said, manager is Gregorio Petit. Their hitting coach is Kevin Kuzminoff. Two names that Fresno fans may remember. Both played in the Pacific Coast League. That's a fly ball left field. Snyder on the warning track. He will play it off the wall. It's going to bounce off. This is going to score a run. It's now 3-0 Stockton. TJ Schofield-Sam has two doubles and now an RBI. Elliott scores on the play. And TJ Schofield-Sam with some opposite field power there. Just the fifth run earned by the Grizzlies bullpen this season. As we bring up Kevin Richards, who's 1-for-2 with a run. And as we said with part of our keys to the game, trust your bullpen. Unfortunately, right now, TJ Schofield-Sam taking that completely away with that double. And now the lead grows for Stockton, who's relied on starting pitcher Jake Garland, who has worked five scoreless innings, has only allowed one base runner. And it was on an error as well. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. The count had no balls and one strike. No action in the Ports pen. They did have a righty at one point, but he has sat down. So 0-2 to Richards. Hill looks back, Schofield-Sam, here's the pitch, and it's a line drive base hit to center field. Schofield-Sam races around third. He heads it home. Bouguerin bobbles the ball. Now to second base, the throw. It is in time, and he's out at second base. A bang-bang play. Ritter hung on to the ball. Richards tried to get there, but he couldn't get there in time. The run does score, though, and it makes it 4-0 Stockton. As we head to the bottom of the sixth, we'll be back. We'll see if the Grizzlies get something going against the new Stockton pitcher when we come back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on ESPN 790 AM. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
Fresno featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. Yeah!
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. New pitcher now for the Stockton Ports. It's the right-hander Micah Dallas. So Micah Dallas wears number 34 on the back of his jersey. And he will take over Jake Garland against Jake Snyder. As the first pitch is low, the count of one ball and no strikes. Ports lead 4-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And here's the pitch from Dallas to Snyder. And it's a line drive base hit. There goes the no-hitter. Jake Garland left with the no-hitter. And now there's your first hit of the game here in the sixth inning off the bat of Jake Snyder. Well, that was quick. So they take Garland out. And now Dallas comes in. He allows the hit here. But five hitless and scoreless innings for Jake Garland. No walks. The only batter that reached came on an error. As that's a bunt. That's a great bunt right there. As that will retire Mendez. But up to second base goes Snyder. So one out. Snyder up to second. And I'll bring up the third baseman, Andy Perez. So Garland, five innings. No hits, no runs, no walks. He struck out seven. What an outing for Garland. So 5-3 on that sack bunt. From Mendez now. So runner at second with one out. And here comes Andy Perez. Perez 0-2. As a righty starts to get loose in the Grizzlies' pen. Here's the pitch. And that is inside. To Perez. Coming up, we're going to do scores around the California League. Check out what's going on in Visalia, Modesto, and what happened in Inland Empire tonight as that pitch is to the first baseman, and Perez retired three unassisted. So two outs now as Snyder up to third base. So two outs with a runner at third, and here comes the catcher in Bryant Bencourt. Bencourt 0-2. Grizzlies trying to get on the board here. They trail 4-0 to Stockton here in the bottom of the sixth. Here comes the pitch. And it is in there for a called strike on the inner half of the play. And the count at 0-1. For Micah Dallas, second pitcher here tonight for Stockton. Here comes the next pitch, and it's inside. It almost hits Bryant Bencourt, and the count now at 1-1. Steve Solis, the third base coach, looks after Snyder. He's the 13th field manager in Fresno Grizzlies history. Here's the pitch, and Bencourt takes a ball outside very close. They count it 2-1. Solis was the Grizzlies bench coach in 2022 and the development supervisor in 2021. Took the reins from Robinson Cancel, who's up in High Spokane. Here's the pitch. And it's a high pop-up. This is going to go to TJ Schofield Sam at third base. And this should end the inning. It does. It's a clean inning again for Stockton pitching. We head to the seventh. 4-0 Stockton. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on ESPN 790 AM. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live. We'll be back.
FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Oh man, did those wheels.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's the $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly.
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chest.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the seventh inning. 4-0 Stockton leads Fresno. It's Chuck Chansey's $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro giveaway. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finale on April 28th, where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. New pitcher for the Grizzlies, as well as the right-hander number 12, Carlos Torres. He's the fourth pitcher out of the Fresno pen. Third relief pitcher, so that ends the line on Brady Hill, who allowed two runs in one inning of work. And the first pitch to Jose Escorche is fouled to the backstop, and the count at 0-1. Torres is a big right-hander. 6'4", 240 pounds for the 21-year-old from Ponce, Puerto Rico. By ways of Lehigh, as that pitch is a ground ball to the third baseman, Perez, and it's foul. The count at 0-2. Torres wears number 12 on the back of his jersey. This is his second appearance out of the pen. A clean outing the first time for Torres back in San Jose. Here comes the 0-2, and that is fouled off, and the count will remain 0-2. So Torres will come set, and here comes his 0-2 offering to Escorche. And he swings and misses. A devastating slider from Torres, and down goes Escorche for the first time tonight. First strikeout for Torres. That's 10 strikeouts now for Fresno pitching. And it'll bring up Nelson Beltran, who's looking to not get the golden sombrero. 0-for-3 or 3 strikeouts so far. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled to the right side, heads up by the first base coach. The count at 0-1. Game 3 of this 6-game series. So let's see what Game 3's happened around the California League. Let's start with a game that did not get played tonight in Inland Empire. Now that's a high chopper to the third baseman, Perez, over to first. That's the second out of the inning. Goes 5-3 on the putout. And I'll bring up the right fielder, Colby Thomas. So Inland Empire did not get a play tonight. They rained out against Lake Elsinore. Lake Elsinore 5-0 on the year. Their pitching has been probably some of the best pitching we've seen early on in the season. Lake Elsinore has a 1 ERA over 5 games. The reigning California League champions back for more this season. Wow. So Lake Elsinore swept throughout the postseason last year, went 4-0. Now 5-0 start this year. They've won their last nine. That's a high fly ball in the center field. Jesus Bugarin ranges over, and he will make the catch. When we come back, we'll tell you the scores in Rancho and Visalia and San Jose and Modesto. Seventh inning stretch time here at Chuck Chancey Park. We'll be back on ESPN 790 AM. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
Moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season. Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the seventh. Stretch time here at Chuck Chancey Park. And the Grizzlies looking to get back to this game. They trail 4-0 to the Stockton Ports. Jesus Bugarin swing and a miss against Micah Dallas. And the count is at 0-1. Bugarin 0-2 tonight. Here comes the pitch from Dallas. And it swung on a miss. A devastating slider outside. And the count at 0-2. We said we were going to talk about scores around the league. Let's do so. Bottom of the sixth in Visalia, 45 minutes up the road. And Rancho Cucamonga has a 2-0 lead. Visalia, 1-4 after last night's walk-off win over the Quakes. The Grizzlies will visit the Quakes starting on Tuesday at Lone Mart Field, 11 a.m. for their kids game. And that is on April 18th, the next road trip for Fresno. Bright and early. On Tuesday 18th, as Bugarin swings and misses a curveball down the zone, and he is down on strikes. Second time he has struck out. That's the first strikeout for Dallas. Eighth strikeout overall. I'm going to bring up the right fielder in Robbie Martin. So here's Martin. He's 0-2 as well. And the pitch to him is fouled off, and the count at 0-1. The other score going on is in Modesto, and the Nuts lead the Giants by a score of 2-1 in the top of the fifth. And right now, there's a three-way tie at the top of the California League Northern Division with Fresno, Modesto, and San Jose tied at 3-2. So scores hold right now. Modesto would be in first place. As that pitch is high, and the count is at 2-1. So Rancho leads 2-0 against Visalia in the sixth. Modesto leads San Jose 2-1 in the sixth, or in the fifth. And Inland Empire rains out. That's a line drive to right field. That is foul. Just foul for Robbie Martin. And the count now at 2-2. Right there. So those are scores around the California League. You're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game. We'll also give you what to expect tomorrow. As that pitch is low, the count now full. 3-2. Here comes the 3-2 to Martin. And that pitch is outside, 4. And Martin with the ball getting away. Looked like he wanted to take second initially. And he walks with one out. So one out, one on. It'll be the shortstop, Ryan Ritter. Ritter reached on an error back in the second. The Grizzlies only one hit tonight. It's from Jake Snyder. Here's the pitch. It's outside, and Robbie Martin has a stolen base. Second stolen base this season for the Grizzlies. First by Robbie Martin. The Grizzlies now 2-for-4 on swipes this season. And the runner second, one out. Ritter now in an RBI opportunity play. 4-0 our score in the seventh as that pitch is outside. The count now 2-0. No action in either pen, which means it looks like Torres might come out for the second inning of work for him. Ritter batting 0-48 on the young season. Here's the pitch. And it's a fly ball to left field that gets over the left fielder's head. That gets down. Ryan Ritter has his first double of the season. And that's Robbie Martin, and the Grizzlies are on the board. Sooner or later, he was due, and that swing of the bat does it well enough. Martin scores on the play. Ritter to second. It's his second RBI of the season. And the Grizzlies now make it 4-1. As here comes the first baseman in Cole Stillwell. So Stillwell now to the plate. He's 0-2. Happy to not see Garland anymore. He struck out twice against the starter for Stockton. Here's the pitch, and it's a check swing. He did go around. The count at 0-1. You can see he went around all the way from up here from my view on the third level. So count 0-1 to Cole Stillwell. Batting 250 on the season is Stillwell. Ground ball to the third baseman, Schofield Sam, who looks back Ritter over to first for the second out. 5-3 on the put out, and he'll bring up the DH and Skyler Messenger. So here comes Messenger. The Grizzlies in their black uniforms tonight. First time we've seen them in this uniform. Here comes the pitch, and it is low for a ball, and the count is at 1-0. Messenger at the plate. Runner at second is Ryan Ritter. Here comes the pitch from Dallas, and it is in there for a call strike, and the count at 1-1. Grizzlies trail 4-1 here in the bottom of the seventh. Dallas comes set. And here comes the pitch. And it's swung on and missed. The count now 1-2. The Grizzlies trying to get back into this one. RBI double from Ryan Ritter. He is the runner at second. Robbie Martin with the walk and then run. Messenger 0-2 tonight. Looks to try to keep this rally going for Fresno. Seven outs to play with for the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch. And it's inside for a ball, and the count now 2-2. Beautiful night for baseball. It was 64 degrees at first pitch. Great crowd on hand as well for a Thursday. First Tioga Thursday of the season. Nice to see the support of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here's the pitch, and that's a fly ball to left center. It's going to get on the horse. Here it's going to get down all the way to the wall. Messenger is going to trade places with Ritter. It's now 4-2. Skyler Messenger's first hit of the 2023 season brings in Ritter. It's now 4-2 as the Grizzlies have cut the lead in half. That ball had so much carry on it. The question was an outfielder going to be able to get to it? The answer was no. And now we have a visit by the pitching coach in Gabriel Osuna. So it's now 4-2 here in the seventh inning. And the Grizzlies all of a sudden back into it. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all customer-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. As here's Jake Snyder, he has the lone hit prior to this inning. So 1-for-2 for Snyder, and he lines one to right field. It's going to get down for a base hit. Messenger rounds third. He heads home, and it's now 4-3. Grizzlies are back into it. A two-out rally for Fresno. Jake Snyder, 2-for-3. He has another RBI to his name. And just like that, the rally continues. Here comes the nine-hole hitter, Luis Mendez. Here's the pitch, and that's fouled off in the count at 0-1. Mendez going hacking there. The count 0-1. All of a sudden, there's life here for the Grizzlies. You can sense it here at Chancy Park. Here's the pitch, and there goes the runner. Mendez, high fly to left field. It's going to get down. It gets down. Here comes the runner, Snyder. The play at the plate. And he is safe. He's safe. The ball gets away from the catcher. Oh, my goodness. This game is tied at 4. The catcher, Morenes, was hit at the plate. Let's go through this again. It's a shallow fly ball to left. We have a couple players injured for Stockton right now. Want to make sure everyone's okay here, so here's what happened. It was a shallow fly ball to left field. This game is now tied at 4. The left fielder and Beltran went over for it. He fell down on the play, the shortstop. Then an Escorche made a great throw to the plate. Snyder and the catcher Morenes collided at the plate. The ball got away from Morenes. Snyder hits the bag, or hits home plate with his bare hand, ties the game at 4. Mendez is now at third base. What a wild play right there. Now the real thing is to making sure that all the players for Stockton are okay. Beltran was hurt. He went straight to the dugout after diving for that one. But with two outs, Jake Snyder with tons of speed was running on the play. He got all the way from first to the plate and scored, and we're tied. So Snyder scores. It's a single E2 is the official ruling. And I hope that's an RBI as well. So it's now 4-4 here in the bottom of the seventh. Mendez is now at third base. Here's Andy Perez, and all of a sudden this game has turned on its head. Oh, man. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball straight to the first baseman. This will end the inning, but the Grizzlies, 4 runs in the seventh inning. It's a brand new ball game as we head to the top of the eighth. Come on back. We have a barn burner. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Life. We'll be back.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more.
rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Oh, man, did those wheels.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's the $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly.
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. A brand new ball game here in the top of the eighth inning. It is 4-4 our score between Stockton and Fresno. The Grizzlies scoring four runs in the seventh inning. And they just needed to stretch their legs, apparently. After that seventh inning stretch, four runs by Fresno. Carlos Torres back out on the mound. And the first pitch is a called strike to Brian Buelvas. So Carlos Torres now into the game. It's just his second inning of work. And the pitch to Buelvas is in the dirt. Buelvas 1-for-3. The count is 1-1 to him. Against Carlos Torres. And Torres will come set. And here comes the pitch. And it's outside for a ball. And the count now at 2-1. Torres was drafted in the 20th round by the Rockies. Pick 596 in 2022. As we said, a product of Lehigh. The last round, though, 20th round, and it's a big boy right here. Very strong build. 6'4", 240. Born May 3rd, 2001 in Ponce, Puerto Rico, 21 years old. Started his pro career with the ACO Rockies last year, appearing in four games all out of the bullpen. Had one save in that process. Ground ball to Mendez. Mendez on a couple bounces over to first base for the first out. 4-3 on the put out as Buelvas is retired. And here comes the catcher, Luis Morenes. Torres, though, a 2.08 ERA among those four games with the ACO Rockies, had a 0.92 whip, and opponents batted 133 against him. He became the 18th draft selection in Lehigh program history, joining right-hand pitcher Mason Black, a former San Jose Giant, and right-hand pitcher Levi Stout, who's now in the Red system as recent Lehigh draft picks. Stout played for Modesto before being traded in that Luis Castillo trade this past All-Star trade deadline. And Levi Stout will talk about him a little bit more. Stout and Torres have a similar story as that is swung on and missed. And the count now at 1-2. Both attended Perkiomen School in Pennsburg, Pennsylvania. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. As they both went to the same high school, the same college, and both got drafted. Ground ball to Perez. It's going to stay fair. Perez over to first base. The dig by the first baseman Stillwell. And it's in time for the second out. Great play all around as Perez. Great glove work. He threw that ball sidearm all the way from the third baseline to first and Stillwell in the dig for the second out. Two outs now, and here comes the dangerous Clark Elliott. But Torres, prior to going to Pennsylvania, was actually born in Puerto Rico, his hometown, Coamo. As that pitch is a called strike on the outer half of the plate, and the count at 0-1. Righty getting loose in the sandals, or in the Stockton pen, excuse me. Speaking of San Jose, they're still trailing 2-1 to Modesto in the bottom of the fifth. Rancho leads Visalia 5-0 in the top of the seventh. Looking to add more runs there with two outs in that inning. Here comes the pitch. And it's a fly ball to center field. Racing back. Bouguereau underneath it. And that will end the inning. 1-2-3 for Carlos Torres. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Grizzlies and Ports tied at 4. We'll be back. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on ESPN 790 AM. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
Available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies and the Ports are tied at 4. Bryant Bencourt will lead things off for Fresno against a new Stockton pitcher, right-hander number 44, Pedro Santos. As the big right-hander winds and deals, and that pitch is to the backstop and the count at 1-0. Santos wears the number 44 on the back of his jersey, 6'4", 221, another big frame here in the California League. Third professional season for Santos, who's from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, an international free agent in 2018. As that pitch is in there for a called strike, the count at 1-1. Now, Santos was hurt all of last year, but played for the Ports in 2021. So back here at single A. And works out of the pen. A 40.50 ERA for Santos. Here's the pitch, and that is low. And the count now at 2-1. So the Grizzlies scored 4 runs in the 7th inning. And they lead. They're trying to take a lead here. Here comes the pitch. And that is a ground ball. It's going to get down to left field line. Bencourt has a single. He will round the base and head back to first. And I hope he's okay. After that swing, a little hobbled out of the base path. Bencourt does reach with a single. And Justin Wilson, the athletic trainer, is going to go check on Bencourt. Yeah, he swung awkwardly. That ball down the left field line, perfectly placed. But then out of the box, he just could not just get out of there well enough. And I hope he's okay here. Well, I have a quick timeout with Justin Wilson and Steve Solis checking on their young catcher. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the valley. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous buffalo chicken fries. There are 6 locations around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. Shack it up your way at the Chicken Shack. Let me tell you right now, I have been eating so much Chicken Shack tonight. It is so good. There's a new sauce tonight that I'm trying. Fantastic. So the Chicken Shack, we're proud to have them as a sponsor tonight here in the bottom of the eighth. So E.J. Andrews Jr. will now pinch run for Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt leaves the game with an injury. We don't know exactly what it is. A little bit awkward out of the box. Don't know if it was on the swing, on him running, or a little mixture of both. But he will leave the game now, and it's Jesus Bouguereau to the plate. So we will see how the Grizzlies line up next half inning. They'll need a new catcher. Cody Huff is available off the bench. Cole Stillwell is the first baseman, so we'll see what kind of maneuvers the Grizzlies pull after this inning. As a left-hander is getting loose in the pen, I think it's Carson Skipper for Fresno, as that pitch is fouled. And the count, and no balls and two strikes. Again, we want to thank Chicken Shack. I've been eating all night delicious food. And here on April 13th and the bottom of the 8th, we're so grateful for Chicken Shack for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that pitch is called, strike three, and Bouguereau down on strikes. First strikeout for Pedro Santos. And it'll bring up right fielder Robbie Martin. So Martin to the plate. And here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed the count. And no balls in one strike. To Robbie Martin, who walked and scored, started the rally back in the seventh. As that pitch is fouled off again, the count at 0-2. Martin right on that fastball from Pedro Santos. Four to four our score here in the bottom of the eighth. Grizzlies and Porch are tied, playing another very close game. Grizzlies won last night 14-2, lost the opener 5-4. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. And the count at 1-2. As that is called, strike three, and Martin down on strikes. Second out of the inning. And we'll bring up the shortstop in Ryan Ritter. Want to give a quick shout out to Mike McCool listening in Clovis, California. Thanks for tuning in, Mike. Really appreciate the support. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled to the backstop, and the count at 0-1. Bottom of the eighth, 4-4 our score. This game has had a little bit of everything. Here comes the 0-1, and it's inside for a ball, and the count is at 1-1. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll have a wrap-up of tonight's action and what to expect tomorrow. And tomorrow we have a great pre-game interview scheduled. So stay tuned. You will not want to miss it. As here's the pitch to Ritter. It's down in the dirt. And the count now at 2-1. E.J. Andrews, the pinch runner at first base. The Grizzlies, two stolen bases on the year, two caught stealing. E.J. has not ran yet this season. He does have good speed, though. Here's the pitch. And Ritter takes a called strike, and the count now 2-2. Good fastball, 95 from Santos. It's a lot older of a team for the Stockton Ports this season than we've seen in years past, but a lot of really good young players as well. Here's the 2-2, and that is fouled at the plate. Ritter barely getting a piece of it. It was an off-speed pitch, and Ritter just chopped it away. It is Carson Skipper in the Grizzlies' pen. It'll probably be his ninth inning. As Torres has worked two clean innings so far. Here comes a 2-2, and that is inside. Oh, that was close. And the count now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. So the count now full. That means the runner, E.J. Andrews Jr., will take off on the pitch. With 2 outs, we have a time by Ritter at the plate. Santos comes set. Here's the pitch. And it's inside, ball four. E.J. Andrews up to second. Up to first is Ritter. And here comes Cole Stillwell. Only the second walk issued by Stockton. But runners at first and second with 2 outs here in the bottom of the eighth in a 4-4 game. And it's Cole Stillwell who's 0-3 tonight. That means he's due. San Jose has just tied the game up at 2 against Modesto. Rancho leads Visalia 5-0 in the 7th. Here's Chukchansey Park. Here's the pitch. And it's inside for a ball in the count at 1-0. I'd like to give a shout-out to everyone back at the studio at ESPN Radio. We thank you guys for being a partner of this season. It's great being on their station for the past 3 nights. We'll be back on ESPN 790 in about 2 weeks or so. As that pitch is a high pop-up, it's going to stay on the infield. No, it's going to start drifting. It's drifting, and it's not caught by the catcher in foul territory. That's a tough play as a whole. I don't think an error will be ruled here. Now, if a ball goes into foul territory, no matter who the player is, and the ball is dropped, there could be an error rewarded on the play. Now, and that play was tough up against the wall, but I don't think they're going to call that an error. So Marinez is going to go talk to his pitcher and Pedro Santos. And he's quickly back. And to his crouch. No action now in either pen. Skipper is either ready or he sat down as that pitch just swung on and missed in the count. Now 1 ball and 2 strikes. As Stillwell needs to stay alive here. Runner in scoring position at second. Here in the bottom of the eighth, the Grizzlies looking to take a lead and have a comeback victory tonight. They scored 4 runs in the bottom of the 7th. Here's the pitch. And it is a check swing. The ball gets away. Marinez, luckily, was only about a foot behind him. He lost it momentarily, but E.J. Andrews Jr. not taking the risk. And the count now at 2-2. Always a tough read right there. When the catcher's searching for it as a base runner, you want to go on it, but sometimes they're actually truly confused, or it's a deke out. Marinez looked very confused about where that ball initially went. Luckily, it didn't get too far. The 2-2 is a high pop-up. This could go into no man's land. It's going to be the first baseman, and it is caught by Richards to end the inning. Well, we will head to the 9th. It is 4-4 here at Chukchansey Park. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on ESPN 790 AM. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live. We'll be right back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live,
the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chukchansey Park. Top of the ninth inning. A couple changes for the Fresno Grizzlies in a 4-4 game against the Stockton Ports. After E.J. Andrews Jr. pinch ran for the injured Bryant Betancourt, Cody Huff now behind the plate as the new catcher. And now the new pitcher is the left-hander Carson Skipper, who wears the number 32 on the back of his black jersey. The count quickly 0-2 to Brandon Malone, who's 0-3 tonight. And Malone chops that one foul, and the count is still 0-2. Against Carson Skipper, wears number 32 on the back of his jersey. Bats left, throws left. Skipper is 6'2", 211 pounds, 23 years old, from Birmingham, Alabama. That's a fly ball, and that is going to be caught by the left fielder in Jake Snyder. So F7 for the first out. He'll bring up the third baseman in TJ Schofield Sam. Schofield Sam, 2-for-3, two doubles, and an RBI tonight. So Carson Skipper, 6'2", 211, from Birmingham, Alabama. This is his second game, 4.50 ERA. He struck out five over two innings of work, allowed a home run in San Jose, the only home run allowed by Grizzly so far. Is Schofield Sam flings one to left field, and he is 3-for-4. Schofield Sam using his wrist to get that ball out to left field, and all three hits for Schofield Sam to the opposite field. So that's a hit right there. And here comes the first baseman, Kevin Richards. So that also ends the line on Carlos Torres. Two innings of work. No hits, no runs, no walks. And he struck out one. So here's Richards. Carson Skipper, a product of Auburn. And maybe at some point we'll see Tyler Ross as well. Could you imagine that? Here's a ground ball to Perez, and he boots it. Perez was looking to turn two, and instead, he boots the ball, and now runners at first and second with only one out. So here comes Jose Escorche. He's 1-for-2, a walk, a single, and a run tonight. He also struck out swinging. Perez was just looking to turn two on that one. Took his eye off the ball for half a second. Remember, only 18 years old for Perez, so lots of room to work on both the defensive and offensive ends. As that pitch is low, and the count at 1-0. Skipper, fastball, curveball, slider, cutter, and a split. Five pitches for Skipper. It's the most out of any pitcher on this Grizzlies team in terms of how many pitches he throws. Here's the pitch, and that is a ball. Skipper, kind of a funky little angle, kind of comes all the way over top initially. Top of the ninth, 4-4 score. The Ports, though, in scoring position. That's a line drive to center. It is down for a base hit. Rounding third, heading home. Here's the throw. It's not in time, and the Ports have the lead in the ninth. Jose Escorche, an RBI single, and Stockton has the lead. TJ Schofield Sam scores on the play. Richards up to second base. And now the Grizzlies are going to have to find a way in the bottom of the ninth, as they trail now 5-4. Great piece of hitting there for Escorche, as that pitch is low on the count of 1-0. Skipper comes all the way over top. That angle is very deceiving, though, especially from the left side. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike on the count of 1-1. The Grizzlies are 3-2 this year, and both their losses are by 5-4 run deficits. It's 5-4 right now. Here's the pitch, and that is low. And the count now 2-1. It's Chukchansey's $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro giveaway. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finale on April 28th, where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. And here on the top of the ninth, we thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that swung on and missed, and down goes Beltran for the out. Fourth time he struck out the Golden Sombrero. First strikeout for Skipper. He now is 6 on the season. And with two outs, he'll bring up right fielder Colby Thomas. Thomas, 360 average, one homer, 6 RBIs, a 967 OPS. As the first pitch is in there for a call strike, the count at 0-1. For the Grizzlies in the ninth, it'll be Messenger, Snyder, Mendez. A group that can really get it going. It'll start with Messenger, though. See if he can get on base to start it off. Here in the top of the ninth, 5-4 Stockton, as that is another call strike on an off-speed pitch. High and away, the count 0-2. And that is fouled off as the runners are going on the play. We'll do it again at 0-2. So waiting for tonight's attendance. Beautiful night, though, for baseball. First Thursday home game of the season. And here's the pitch. And it's instead going to be a check by Skipper on this to the second base bag, where Richards was waiting. And we'll do it again. Here's the pitch. And it is low for a ball. And the count now 1-2. Runners at first and second. Two outs. Ports lead 5-4. And the pitch is grounded to the first baseman Stillwell. He will step on the bag and end the inning. But not before Stockton takes the lead. It's time for a Grizzly comeback. We're looking to walk it off here as we head to the ninth. 5-4 Stockton. We'll be back right here on ESPN 790 AM. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
Tequila Festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom of the ninth here in downtown Fresno, California at Chuck Chancey Park. Grizzlies trail 5-4 to the Ports, but time to walk it off here in Fresno. Skylar Messenger will lead things off, and he will take on Pedro Santos, who remains in the game as the pitcher. So here we go. It'll be 7-8-9. Messenger, Snyder, Mendez. Messenger, RBI double back in the seventh. He's 1-for-3. The first pitch to him is inside for a ball in the count at 1-0. Tonight's attendance, 2,518. 2,518. Great Thursday night crowd at Chuck Chancey Park, and they're looking for some late magic right here as that pitch is fouled to the backstop in the count at 1-1. The Grizzlies scored 4 runs in the seventh, but the Ports getting a run in the ninth. They have a 5-4 lead. Here's the pitch, and that swung on and missed. A devastating pitch on the inner half of the plate, and Messenger tied up in the count 1-2. So here comes the 1-2 to Messenger. And he takes called strike 3. A slider that nips the outer half part of the plate for the first out. Great pitch from Santos, and Messenger caught looking. And here comes left fielder and Jake Snyder. Snyder 2-for-3. An RBI and a run as well. So we'll see what he can do here. If he can get it to the top of the lineup in Perez and Huff, that would be great. Here's the pitch. And it's a line drive to left field. It's going to be down. It gets over the left fielder's head. Snyder hits second, and he will stop there. And the tying run is at second. Jake Snyder, 3-for-4. He continues to drive a hot bat. 7 hits now for Fresno. They were no hit through 5. And all of a sudden, the bats are alive here. Late in the contest, Luis Mendez will come to the plate. He is the game-winning run at the plate. Runner at second. 1 out. Here's the pitch, and it is in there for a call strike. And the count at 0-1. Perfectly placed fastball from Santos, and Mendez not happy with that call initially. Mendez 333 clip right now, 800 OPS. Here's the pitch, and Mendez takes a ball in the dirt. Good stop there from the catcher and Marinez. So here comes the 1-1. And it is outside, and the count now 2-1. Here's the next pitch. And it is low for a ball, and Marinez thought it was a strike. The count now at 3-1. It looked like a strike initially on the replay, but called a ball anyway. And here's the pitch. And it is called strike 2 as Mendez started walking towards first base. The count now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Runner at second is Snyder. He's got plenty of speed. Here's the pitch. And it's outside, ball 4, and the winning run is at first base. So first and second, 1 out, and here comes Andy Perez. Perez, 0-for-4 tonight. He has grounded out all 4 times to short, to second, and then back-to-back to the first baseman. Snyder at second, Mendez at first. Both have decent speed. Here's the pitch. And it is inside, but it's called a strike, an off-speed pitch, and the count at 0-1. And it looks like the video board's malfunctioned at 4 balls and 3 strikes. I don't think they meant that there. As the count now 1-1. That pitch was in the dirt to Perez. The count's at 1-1. Scoreboard's back to normal again. Good fix from everyone here. 1-1. And that is swung on and missed. A high fastball at 93. And Santos gets past the bat of Perez. And it's 1-2. Action in Stockton's bullpen. It's a right-hander. Here's the 1-2, and that is a chopper in front of the mound. It's going to be a tough play by Santos. He does make the play. Perez is retired. 1-3. Snyder to third. Mendez to second. And here comes Cody Huff. And this is the guy you want at the plate, Cody Huff. First time he's hitting. 8 RBIs on the season. This leads the California League. And it's going to be a quick mound visit right here. As Cody Huff. The crowd getting into it here tonight. As the Grizzlies look for a walk-off win. The tying run is at third. The winning run is at the plate, or is at second base. And now here comes the manager, maybe actually it's the pitching coach right here. It's going to be a quick visit. They're going to check on their pitcher against Cody Huff. Cody Huff, 476 average, a 1,000 OPS, no home runs, 8 RBIs for Cody Huff. As the visit disperses, here we go, folks. Another close one here at Chuck Chancey Park. Second and third, two outs. And Cody Huff to the plate. Right on right. Here's the pitch. And Huff takes a ball outside in the count at 1-0. Looked like an off-speed pitch from Cody Huff. One ball, no strikes to Huff. Runners at second and third. The pitch. And it's a called strike, a fastball that paints the inner part of the corner. And the count is at 1-1. 5-4 Stockton here in the bottom of the ninth. Runners at second and third with two outs. Here comes the pitch, and Huff fouls it to the backstop, 1-2, and the Grizzlies down to the last strike. Huff was right on at 95 from Santos. The Grizzlies looking to walk it off here at Chancey Park. What a great game we've had tonight. Stay tuned for the postgame show. Second and third. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled off, and Huff stays alive. High cheese right there at 93 from Santos. The crowd lively right now. 2,518 tonight. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed, and Stockton holds on again. The Grizzlies fall by a final score of 5-4, and the Grizzlies are now 3-3 with all three losses by a final of 5-4. An off-speed pitch gets Cody Huff to swing and miss, and that ends the contest. All right, we'll be back with the postgame show right after this. Stockton takes 2 of 3 so far from Fresno. We'll be right back.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's the $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly!
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. The only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, Chuck Chansey Park. This is the postgame show, and the final score tonight, Fresno falls to Stockton by a score of 5-4. And, man, it's just becoming heartbreak city for the Fresno Grizzlies this season. The Grizzlies now drop to 3-3 on the year. All three losses have been by a final of 5-4. And in all three games, the Grizzlies had the tying run at third base. That's baseball for you right there. It's a game of inches, and sometimes it just doesn't go your way. But that's how the cookie crumbles, and if you're the Grizzlies right now, you can't be too fully upset. I mean, you're right in the game after having a rough start to the game as well. The Grizzlies were no hit through five innings. But let's go through the win, loss, and saves, and let's give you a rundown of tonight's game. Stockton wins by a final score of 5-4. Stockton now improves to 2-4 on the season. Both their wins against Fresno. Stockton 5 runs on 10 hits, 2 errors. Stockton left 6 runners on in tonight's contest. While your Grizzlies, 4 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors. They left 7 on. They dropped to now 3-3 on the year. The winning pitcher is Pedro Santos. He's 1-1. The loss to Carson Skipper, he's 0-1. There was no save as Santos finished the game. Time of the game, 2 hours and 22 minutes. The fastest game so far this season. And tonight's attendance, 2,518. Well, as we said, the Grizzlies were no hit through 5 innings. Starting pitcher Jake Garland, 7 strikeouts in that span. The Grizzlies' only batter to reach was on an error. Ryan Ritter reached on an error by the third baseman Schofield Sam. Garland was fantastic, mixes pitches in between, and the Grizzlies could not find a way to get anything against him. But as soon as he left the game, the Grizzlies' bats came alive for 4 runs in the 7th to tie the game at 4 off of Micah Dallas. But that's all the Grizzlies could find as they left runners on at 2nd and 3rd. With 2 outs in the 9th, Cody Huff struck out swinging by Pedro Santos to end the game. Santos struck out 4 over 2 innings of work. Stockton scored 2 runs in the 3rd, 2 runs in the 6th, and then run in the 9th. TJ Schofield Sam, 3-for-4, 2 doubles, an RBI, and 2 runs, including the go-ahead run. Jose Escorche had a big game as well. He had 2 hits, reached base 3 times, an RBI single, the big one as well. But the bottom of the lineup really did a great job for Stockton, especially late in the game. Colby Thomas, an RBI single. Brian Buelvas, an RBI single for Stockton. For the Grizzlies, though, that four-run seventh, RBI double for Ryan Ritter, RBI double for Skylar Messenger, RBI single for Jake Snyder. And then Luis Mendez also picking up an RBI as well to tie that game at four. But it was that ninth inning that doomed the Grizzlies. They give up a run in the ninth and fall by a final score of 5-4. For the Grizzlies, I mean, another tough game, but that brings us to tomorrow, game four of this six-game series between them and the Stockton Ports. Friday night baseball, April 14th, 6:50 p.m. It's country night. My job depends on ag, presented by Stimulus Produce Company. We also have Friday night fireworks presented by Westside Equipment Company. It should be a great night of fun. The Grizzlies going to be wearing some nice hats and uniforms as well for country night. So stay tuned for those. We'll give you more insight tomorrow for that one. We have a great game plan for you. We have a great pregame show as well. We will have the pregame show. We'll have an idea of what time tomorrow once we have our pregame interview all set up. And let me tell you, it's set up for a good one, so you don't want to miss that. Expect 6:25, 6:30 for that pregame show. We'll keep you guys in the loop for tomorrow, and that will be a lot of fun. So, again, we want to give a big shout-out to ESPN 790 AM for all their hospitality over the past couple of nights. We'll be back on ESPN in a couple weeks. Stream, guys, as thankful as always, FreshlyGrizzlies.com, BallyLive, MILB.com as well, where you've been able to check out the games. But tonight, our final score, 5-4, and then tomorrow, a great pitching matchup. It's Yason Sanchez and Jordy Vargas as the pitching matchup. Yason Sanchez and Jordy Vargas for tomorrow's pitching matchup. 6:50 p.m. tomorrow for Country Night. My job depends on ag. But our final score tonight, 5-4, Stockton beats Fresno. They scored one run in the ninth, and they kept the Grizzlies from scoring. The tying run was at third. The winning run was at second. Well, however you were listening tonight and wherever you were listening tonight, thank you for tuning in on ESPN 790 AM. Stream, guys, FreshlyGrizzlies.com and Bally Life. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed night from Chuck Chansey Park. Thanks for tuning in to Grizzlies Baseball. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a blessed night.
Support. Parker Team Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.